Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
And here comes one of Nashville's biggest stars and players of note. And he is wearing a very fancy pant. A pant with a large checkered... I'll let Logan describe the pant. If Logan will ever put on the headphones, we'll ask him to describe the pant. How do you describe this pant? It's very fancy.
These pants?
Yes.
It's fashion.
Plain and simple. It's fashion.
Learn a little about
it. It's fashion.
Yeah, I should. And the jacket matches nicely. You're looking
Paul,
well.
You're an Aquarius.
I am.
Me too.
God bless. When's
what
yours?
What are the odds?
When's yours?
February 9th.
You going to turn 50?
No, I'm not going to
turn
50.
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
I'm not going to turn 50.
How you been?
I've been well, man. Walking around on 2 feet. It's been good. I've been working. Working in the shadows.
What's the state of recovery?
Well, it's better than what it was. I won't be in no type of hardware or anything like that. I'm on 2 feet, and I'm working all that, so I'll be better than ever. But, you know, when it's time to play football, I feel like I'm right where anybody else is right now this time of year. Recovering from some bumps and bruises now. My broken leg is healed. So just kind of got to deal with everything else with
running.
I don't need to run to OTA, so I don't think anybody's running right now.
Is it annoying the amount of Patriots questions you've either already received today or will receive as you walk around Radio Row?
Yeah, I've been here about an hour, had about 1,000 already.
Yep.
You know, it comes with it, and it's not a bad thing because I've been in this game 2 times. But, you know, I really just want to – I'm rooting for Jason McCourty. So I'll take him because that guy is awesome, and I'm really rooting for him.
It's cool that the brothers are doing it together too, you know. Like the twins are on the same team with a chance to win the trophy together.
Right, and, you know, when Rutgers recruited me, I came in 4 years behind the McCourty twins. So they were starting for 2-3 years, and I was like – you know, the verge of replacement or whatever you would say. They recruited me. They hosted me. You know, yeah. It kind of brought me up. I get to New England, and Devin's hosting me, basically show me where to live, show me how to do this, and play a couple years there. And then free agency, Jason's hosting me, you know. And, you know, the Jason story is crazy. How I come in, the day I come in, the building, I don't even know my passcode. He's walking out with a trash bag. And that's why some of us players, you know, people say, who do you root for? It's not for teams, because Aqib Talib taught me a lot of my game too. Like, a lot of what I do is based on what Aqib Talib gave me some insight, and Jason McCourty is one of the most selfless, best human beings I ever met. You know, for him to invite a guy to Nashville, tell him all the great things about it, tell him the great things about the franchise, ultimately I have his locker now. And he has my locker in New England. So that's how we handle those tough business decisions.
And he had to go to Cleveland to get there.
Had to go 0-16 to get there. So, I mean,
right.
Yeah, that guy's been – he's been through a lot, and he deserves it. And like I said, that's just one act of the selflessness that those McCourty twins have, and they're great human beings. And
they'll do everything but come on your radio show.
Everything, yeah, because, you know, they're afraid
the
of that.
The handcuffs of justice or
whatever. Well, no, you know what? I think they're going to be competing with you guys soon. I think they're going to be podcasting soon enough.
Bring it.
Yeah, 2.9 million last year.
Uh-oh.
Not dollars,
yeah.
By the way.
Not dollars.
Just to be clear,
$0
we're making,
for us.
Pesos.
No, yeah. What do you hear? Did you come down for anything specific? And what's going to be the highlight for you? And will you go to the game?
I will not go to the game. I'm watching the game back in New Jersey with my family. The highlight is just coming down here. It's a three and a half hour drive. I've never really been to Atlanta to hang out. I've been there to play. To come down here, see some familiar faces like those guys. But really just talk about my foundation, man. We're rescuing dogs over here. The Rhino Rescue Foundation is doing great. And all the animal lovers out there. And talk a little bit about Nashville and the draft. And talk about all the fun things that we have coming.
There are so many great videos of dogs in snow. right now? Do you love these as much as everybody? It's snow all over the country.
My snow melted before I can even get my dogs outside.
Yeah, we haven't had it.
But my daughter didn't have school, so my daughter's school was canceled, but there's no snow on the ground. Yeah. So
let's go build a snowman, except for the part where
we can go
snow.
Sledding on, you know, the salt that's on the street.
Welcome to Middle Tennessee. The threat of snow will get school canceled.
I was excited.
We'll watch some movies.
Yeah. Logan, good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's nice to see you.
Thanks
guys, man. I kind of been out in the you know, I've really been working really hard to get through this thing, and it's been awesome because anytime you have, like, a setback or an injury or you put a lot of work in for a season, it gets taken from you in a sense, and that's football. It's, injuries are 100%. But it tests who you are within, and I feel like I love it because I get to prove to myself, you know, you claim that you're tough, you claim that you work hard. Well, now you have adversity, how are you going to handle it? And it's only going to make me better, and I'm extremely excited to tackle it and come back from this leg and be faster next year. That's my goal for sure.
Any big off-season trips planned?
Spain's wedding. Quinn Spain's getting married in Mexico. I'll be there. I've been working on my abs, so hopefully I'll have 8 by the time that, you know, first world problems.
I'm still working on my first.
Yeah. So. hopefully I look good. And, you know, February wedding. Like, I don't know how much shirtless pics he's going to have.
Yeah, he ain't going to have any.
If you need a photographer, Paul's available. He loves taking photos.
He does?
Got a good one of you right there.
See this?
Oh, he does take a lot of photos in the locker room. A lot of shirtless guys. He is taking a lot of pictures of that.
They know whether to put it on or take it off.
You know.
Paul just great celebrated his 50th birthday, too.
I did.
We're Aquarius.
I did.
We're like a couple now.
50 looking like he's 60, but
agreed.
Going like a day over 75.
Doing my best. Hey, I just got a Peloton for my birthday. So
you did?
I got to work down to looking like 45.
Did they build it for you? You had to build it.
And bring it in one piece.
Really?
Plug it in.
Wow.
Nothing to it.
Okay. The Peloton
good
plug.
For about 20 minutes so far. And not anywhere near what they're telling me I'm supposed to be at, the numbers-wise.
Oh, man.
But we'll work up. We work up to that. It's like yodeling. You don't just yodel from the beginning. You work up to that.
Well, you know, I came down here, and I'm talking to Jim Wyatt, heading to you guys. So, you guys are like first interviews I knocked out today. So, obviously, you guys are the best.
Yeah, be very private now. Say, hey, I'm pretty exclusive to the Midday 1-8.
Well, you know, I'm love
Nashville. 400 other stations in here.
Yeah.
You guys ain't got any other guests today?
Oh, we've had...
We've got Brady's agent coming on right behind you.
Don Yee.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We have a lot of Hall of Fame candidates. Been,
no big deal.
We started off with Steve Atwater today.
No big
strong.
Deal.
You can co-host the show with us if you like.
It's hot in here. I work too much.
That's
I didn't
a hard pass.
How hot it would be.
Logan, thank
thanks.
You, man.
Be well.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having
Take
me.
Care.